Marcus, spit some.
All right. Yo.
Boom.
Yo. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming.
Why did you rap that part? That was the opportunity.
You rap like Drake.
I was reading off of Blackberry.
Blackberry Storm. Go ahead, bro.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is episode 32 of the third season of Press X to Start.
Yeah.
Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games for everyone. And we here at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host.
Hey.
Your heavyweight champion from a Wishing Nigga Wood, California, a.k.a. the janitor because I be watching niggas, a.k.a. the Velociraptor.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Marcus Ellison.
Real trap shit.
That was good. I am DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Bad Choices, a.k.a. I might fuck up your name tonight. We don't know.
Oh.
A.k.a. Did you know?
What?
20% of the Earth's oxygen comes from the rainforest.
Does it now?
Not anymore.
And the other 80% comes from my ass.
Hey, Sean.
That's right, Sean.
Let me pass some gas in my basement. Baby.
You're breathing ass air, Sean.
Any fucking way. I'm Sean M. F. Ross.
Hey, what did that stand for?
Mahatma of Fades.
Oh, that was fire.
Yoga.
Flame.
Oh, man. And now that we're all introduced, we're going to go into what we've been playing.
Hey.
So.
Marcus.
What I've been playing?
No, guess what I've been playing. Like, no. What you been playing, Marcus?
Okay, so what I've been playing is Control. Still going through that.
Mm. Control.
See, I thought I was going to beat it, but the way my week got set up, it didn't happen. But I'm on the verge of beating it.
Really?
Not much else to add that I didn't already say last week. Mm-hmm. Still a dope game. I'm getting more used to the way the game plays in terms of the action, and I'm unlocking more. I think I've unlocked all but one special ability now.
Mm.
So like I now have the ability to like create like a shield around myself. I have the ability to actually take over, like when I get an opponent down to like low health,
mm-hmm.
I can take control over them and basically kind of make them my minions to fight other people.
Mm. Does the main character yell control when she does it?
She does not. Damn, which it is highly disappointing.
Damn it.
The point of the game is gone now.
Not even a proper game.
I think one thing about the game that does get a bit frustrating, but
it's a lot
like
of
I said,
people saying control. Yes, I understand.
They keep saying it, and they keep looking at the camera when they say it. Like they break, they break the fourth wall every time. It's weird. It's like, okay, I get it. Jesus Christ, you see Deadpool one time, but it's the fact that the game really, the way they amp up difficulty level is throwing enemies at you. Like,
oh,
like. At random intervals, too. Like, you'll be walking through, like, let's say you walk through an area before, and then you go back through that area to get to another location.
Yeah.
So enemies will spawn sometimes.
Right.
That's bullshit.
And when the enemies spawn, you would take out one wave, and then sometimes maybe they just be like, have another wave, nigga. Oh, you beat that one? Have another wave, nigga. And it's just like...
Have a bubble, baby.
And you never really know where they're coming from sometimes. Like, I've had moments where I'm just running down the hallway, and I get hit in the back of the head with a rocket. And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You missed me.
What kind of Superman shit is this?
Right, I'm like, where? Hold on, y'all.
Wow.
What part of the game is this?
Hold on. Is this like Call of Duty where like they would have like endless respawns and shit?
Not so much respawns, but it's like those...
Or endless spawning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like they'll just pop up.
Monster closet.
Call of Duty used to do that shit where like they'd be spawning out of this one building and then you get there and there's nobody in there. What the fuck?
It's like
where y'all coming from?
It's like a clown
car. Killed all them. Congratulations.
Yeah, it'd be like 30 people come out of a closet and it's like, what the fuck?
And at this point, at the point of the game I'm in, like my biggest frustration is the fact that the map is just not very helpful.
Like, okay, yeah, that's still a problem for you.
Yeah, because okay. Once again, because you can't set waypoints.
Yeah,
so like you really have to just find your way to places sometimes where it's just like, mm-hmm. okay, I see on the map where I'm supposed to go,
mm-hmm.
but how the hell do I get there. Mm-hmm. You know, so it takes some like it takes more thought than it should.
Yeah.
To traverse the game sometimes.
Interesting.
But outside of that, like, it's still a dope game. I still have a lot of fun with it. And then outside of that, yeah. I played a little bit of Borderlands 3.
Really?
Like, a little bit.
Okay.
So what happened was...
Wait, how do you define a little bit? Like 2 hours a little
no.
bit? Like 30 minutes a little bit?
No.
Like 29 minutes a little bit?
Close to that. Like 25
Did
minutes.
You even turn the game off?
I downloaded it.
This nigga installed it and typed in his name.
And then I left.
Played it. Deletes game.
So what happened was I had got the game... on Friday because I pre-ordered it on Amazon, so it came in on Friday.
Okay.
So I installed it that night,
mm-hmm.
and I was gonna start playing it, but then I was like, all right, let me wait for Annie to get her copy.
Okay.
Because she was the one that initially wanted me to get the game, so I was like, let's maybe start it together.
Yeah.
So Saturday,
it's beautiful, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So Saturday we go get her copy from Best Buy.
Mm. Shout out to Best Buy,
I guess. Sponsor us, nigga.
Right.
And so
sponsor us, nigga. To Best Buy.
and so I boot it up and I go through the whole intro point where Marcus is talking and
mm-hmm.
then I play the first mission.
Shaw's like, wait, what?
Yeah, the bus driver's name slash the narrator's name is Marcus.
Okay.
And so I played through the first mission. I picked Zane.
Okay.
And like...
yeah.
Like, I haven't played a Borderlands game in over 10 years.
Yeah.
And now I remember why. The game's not bad.
It's not
really
bad.
Not.
No.
But it's just not really for me.
Okay.
I'm still going to play through it and, you know, mm-hmm. play some more and, you know, just kind of get acclimated and see if I start to enjoy it a bit more.
Yeah.
But just like the humor wasn't really
there
hitting with me. And playing the game after playing like Overwatch and stuff like that for so long,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm still not used like the way that combat works in that game.
Yeah.
I have to get reacquainted to it.
Okay.
Like I had a pistol and I was aiming down sights and I'm just like, this feels weird.
Yes.
Like I was like, yes. This feels weird to me.
So what you're saying is the exact same issue that I was pointing out when I was watching the gameplay trailers. Cause like it doesn't feel like the weapons have any weight to them. So when you're shooting a gun, you don't really feel like, oh, you're getting that nice recoil.
Right.
And it doesn't feel like you're hitting the enemies, but it doesn't feel like you're actually hitting them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't blown away with what I was doing, but there's still time. And I've, like I said, only played like the first mission through.
Right.
So I'll probably jump back in it maybe today, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah. So okay. That's what I've been playing. But you were already talking about Borderlands, so you might as well
yes.
go into your time, DJ.
So I also got Borderlands Friday.
Uh-huh.
Started playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I pick Flack.
As you said you would.
Yes. Flack has 3 pets.
Mm-hmm.
It is a skag, which is like a dog creature
yeah.
thing. A spider ant, which is a spider ant thing.
Sounds like a nope to me.
Yes. And a new monster thing is just like a monkey. I have nicknamed each of them. The skag is Miss Sydney.
Okay.
The spider ant is Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And the monkey is Gaddington.
Gaddington.
Because the monkey has a pistol. That's
crazy! Oh.
Yes.
How does that translate to Gaddington again?
Wait, why'd I get a monkey a pistol?
Because he's black.
Oh, was that? God
and
damn
it.
You can't escape racism in the post-apocalypse.
Right.
It's a goddamn shame. You hate
so,
to see it.
So I actually share those same sentiments as you, Marcus, when it mm-hmm. came to having the weapons and just kind of like, actually, I'm sorry, having the pistol
mm-hmm.
and just like shooting the enemies and just like, this feels strange.
Right.
Like it's not hitting like you think it would, especially...
Right.
playing a shooter in 2019.
Right.
Like, you're like, you have a certain level of expectation.
Mm-hmm.
I am right now, I am level 5. No, I'm level like 7. And it gets a little better,
mm-hmm.
but you kind of just get used to it.
I figured.
Yeah. Like, we've had talks off air, whatever, like where Jordan will refer to games as laser tag, like Call
mm-hmm.
of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
This game is laser tag.
Yeah.
Where you, like, if you have an SMG and you're shooting someone, the SMGs have very, very little recoil.
Mm.
So you're literally just spraying the gun and just trying to keep the reticle on the enemy until their health bar goes down.
Yep.
And it's just like, this is not...
Any of the guns got recoil?
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, you get, like Magnum-style pistols.
Mm-hmm. That's a penis!
You get sniper rifles. You get shotguns. The shotguns, I'm not a fan of.
Mm.
And it's kind of funny because the game's like, hey, here's shotguns. Hey, here's shotguns. Here's shotguns.
And in any shooter, I'm a fan of shotguns. So I'll see how I feel when I get a shotgun. But
my problem with the shotguns is that I feel like they don't do enough damage.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wonder if that's because this is Borderlands, which is an RPG. So a lot of the damage you do is dictated by your stats and levels and like your skill points or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
which
kinda,
is another thing I have to get used to because I keep forgetting that this isn't a straight shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So overall, I am enjoying my experience. The humor is a little hit and miss for me sometimes. Like sometimes I have laughed out loud at like what's happening on screen. But then other times just like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there was one part with Claptrap that I found, I'm not going to like ruin or anything, but I found like super funny. And the joke right before that, I was like, oh, this is stupid. I was like, this is, all right, this is the kind of humor that we're going for.
Yeah, because I was just like, through the whole intro, like they were throwing jokes at me and I was just like, okay, can this stop?
Yeah, yeah.
Like this is, I mean, I really do feel like at this point, Borderlands is the type of game where you're either into it or not. Like, I feel like it's very much so it's got a very firm fan base and understandably so.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just not really, it's definitely not for everyone. It's
right.
Not
I mean, if you look at it, this is the third iteration of the game. Yeah. So like they're, at this point, they have their base and whoever else comes into the game is.
Fourth, technically.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, Tales of the Borderlands is technically the only Borderlands game I've ever really, really liked.
Yeah. I actually sat and I watched, before getting the game, I watched like I think it was like an hour long like catch-up video mm-hmm. from Borderlands 1 up till now. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't realize any of this shit was happening. So yeah, like overall, I think the game is fun. Borderlands is kind of a game that you really have to be like level 20-ish into it to really be
take
like
full advantage.
Okay,
yeah.
Like this is what this game is, because really and truly right now, like you're dealing with the very basic of everything. Like you don't have any skills to really do those like epic scenes that you see in the, like the trailers or anything like that.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, the motherfucking Gaddington. I love that monkey. So the other game I've been playing. Oh guys, have you heard of a little town called Portia?
Is that a strip club?
It can be whatever you want it to be, Sean. So, a couple episodes ago, I was mentioning how my wife got me into this game called My Time in Portia.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed my time in Portia.
Mm-hmm. I bet you did.
But then I had to put it down because there was other games and I just wasn't feeling all the text and reading.
Mm.
This past week, I was feeling all the text and reading, guys. I came back to Portia.
Did you have some Ritalin or something? What the fuck happened?
Hey, you know what? I'm having a good time with this game now. Now that I've read all the text and I've done all the things that need to be done, game is fun. You just sit and you build things and you give it to people. Mm-hmm. You build relationships.
Okay.
And then you fight them. And you build more relationships. Then you build things. You give it to people. And then you fight them.
So you give them a gift and they run their feet?
Exactly. It's like, hey, bitch, you want to go on a date?
Right.
Square up, ho. I love you.
Bop, bop, now, Marcus, this is 2019. You have to ask first.
If you can square up.
That's what I said. I said, you want to go on a date?
Anyway.
Runneth thine fade.
You build things.
Yes. So as I mentioned before, this is essentially a builder game.
Minecraft style.
Romance options like Stardew Valley. Yeah. So Minecraft / Stardew Valley, essentially.
Mm. But with fades.
But with fades. Yes. Yes. I've just gotten more into this game and I've grown to appreciate some of the things that it does. I will say this game was not built for Nintendo Switch. When you turn it on, it takes about the same amount of time to load into the game as it would to heat up a pizza.
Wow.
That's way too long.
Exactly, right?
like a few minutes?
Yeah. Like, I started the game up, looked, okay, load screen, cool. Looked at the TV, and I kind of forgot myself. And I was like, what? I'm supposed to be playing this game.
Is this like a big ass open world type thing? Or
it's sort of. Like, I really don't know how big the world is.
That sounds like poor optimization.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
But I've been having a good time.
What's the over and under for next how week. Long you think it's going to take for that game to get turned into an anime? Because the whole idea of it sounds like an anime.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I thought you were going to ask me what's the over and under for me playing that game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. What about you, Sean? What you been playing?
Okay, so I touched a little bit on... That sounds strange.
What you touch, Sean?
Smash Brothers. Rewind. Did you try Banjo?
Yeah, I did. I
kind of like him.
You do?
I'm probably stick to Hero. I need to play Banjo a little bit more, but yeah. I like the way he controls. Yeah.
I like Banjo, too. I just think that... I actually think that Banjo has a skill ceiling that is higher than what I can output right now.
I need to watch the actual presentation from
Sakurai.
Yeah, because I didn't watch it, so I don't know all the things he can do. I'm just randomly doing shit.
Side note, that dude is a beast.
Sakurai?
Yes. My man, like...
While his wrist is still working.
Look at the flick of the wrist.
Like, so I actually watched the Banjo-Kazooie, the Smash Brothers thing that he
presentation.
Put out. Yeah, and then the Banjo stuff. But during the Smash Brothers like thing that he had, he had did the home run contest, and he was controlling two characters at the same time by himself, building up damage on this like bag, or, like
sandbag,
to like do the like home run hit to smash it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like. It didn't occur to me until like way past this. I was like, he just did all that by himself. Like, what? Yeah,
two Switch.
Two Pro controllers.
Oh.
Yeah.
This man has surpassed pain.
Was he using his toes?
No, he was using just two hands.
Okay.
And the thing is, like, before actually showing that like home run presentation or whatever, he was saying how, like, okay, I'm going to play the game. I'm going to use two controllers to play the game, and I'm going to use two hands or whatever. And he was like, normally you position it left, right, but you should position it bottom, top with the controllers. I was like, whatever, dude, just play the video. But it didn't click to me. It's like,
two controllers.
God, yo. But yes, I'm sorry, Sean. Continue.
No. So Marcus just walked in earlier and saw me raging on Apex Legends.
Yeah.
My teammates are trash.
Every iteration of his team, like he went through, I think, maybe four games.
Yeah.
And each one, his teammates failed him.
God. It's like, God, just one bullet I need from you. Come on. Just a little effort. There was a couple times I took out like two or three people by myself. Just like,
bow, 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 bow. Shot the nigga. Bow. Shot his ass. Bow, bow.
And then proceeded to get jumped.
His teammates are just cheerleaders.
So, I mean, I'm still playing Apex. I'm enjoying it. I am trying to get all the content from the season pass before it's over. I think they have another week left. Okay. I maybe have like 15 levels to go. I'll probably get like a level or two each day.
Okay.
I really just play it just like Fortnite. I just like doing the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that good at the game. I only have like 42 wins total, 24 for this season.
It's more than me, so.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But then I get on and I get teammates that got like 140 wins for the season. I'm like, what the fuck?
And yet they still be trash somehow.
Right.
This is true. This is true. And then secondly, I've been playing the Call of Duty beta.
Hey.
I'm enjoying this shit. However,
uh-oh.
It's either I'm doing insanely good or I am getting wiped left and right on the fucking map.
Sounds about right.
They put a handle on his back and just carry him everywhere.
Like the level, the stage layout is real good.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm, you know, getting cheap deaths.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, I should have just been watching my back. But then there are other times where it's like, motherfuckers are insanely good on this game. Like, they'll be just fucking sniping. I don't know.
Like, down the lane kind of thing?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Like, damn, I stuck a toe out. What the fuck?
Right? My toe.
No, I'm still going to get this day one, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm glad I did not get Borderlands because it sounds like I would not have enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Borderlands, you have to be prepared for that experience, essentially. Yeah.
No, I'm loving Call of Duty. I can't wait. So,
So I got a question because there's actually there's some article news story. We're actually not going to talk about it today, but we're actually going to talk about it right now. How do you feel about the mini map not being present?
Get good noobs.
Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't no mini map on World War II, motherfucker. Go tell your grandpa. Go cry to your grandpa about mini maps.
And that's one to grow on.
Nah, I mean.
Yeah, didn't bother you though.
I think it'll teach people to actually pay attention to their surroundings.
Yeah.
Versus, I have died looking at the map, following the enemy dots, and then oh shit, I walked up on them
and
I wasn't prepared for them.
Yeah,
and just got sprayed like Ricky, fucking insert blaxploitation movie here.
So that's what we've been playing.
Yeah.
All right. I think so. Before we go any further, we're gonna have a word from our sponsors.
Best Buy. Sponsor us, nigga.
Oh, man. I was going to say ass hair.
Hey, everybody. Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure you keep getting the best last news, reviews, and all things video games? Then we need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, share it with your friends, your family, frenemies, people down the street. Every little bit helps. To see what we're up to throughout the week, follow us on either Facebook and Instagram at PressX2Start, on Twitter at PressX2S, and on YouTube at PressX2StartTV. If you've done this, many thanks. You're one of the good ones.
And we're back. So, how about them quick hits?
Yeah. All right, now time for the quick hits. All right, this is number one. This is coming from IGN. Most of these stories are coming from IGN. I just was on a kick on IGN.
Shout out to IGN.
Shout out to IGN.
Sponsor us, nigga.
All right, number one. There is a strange glitch Pokemon that was teased for Sword and Shield.
Missingno?
Missingo 2.
Missingo, huh?
So, the really cool thing about this is that if you go to the Pokemon Sword and Shield main website,
mm-hmm.
and if you look at the website, there's like this strange glitched rectangle thing.
Yeah.
And if you click on it, it like moves around the screen
mm-hmm.
until you hit the middle. You click on it again, and then it like makes a noise and it takes you to another website.
Mm-hmm.
And that other website shows this glitched Pokemon that you really can't tell the features or anything. It does look exactly like Missingo. Not exactly. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say exactly because I'll get flamed. It's not exact.
And then your whole computer shuts down.
Shit. But so yeah. So basically, it give you a stat sheet of the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fighting type.
Okay.
It weighs 257.9 pounds.
Damn.
That's a big muff. And its ability is called Steadfast. So,
what you're saying is this character is John Cena.
John Cena!
You can't see him.
Right?
He weighs over 250 pounds and he's steadfast. John Cena.
Well, Pokemon's finally done it, guys.
Cena.
So, the only clue that they give you is that at the bottom of the stats, it says there's a text, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's portions that are redacted. So it says only redacted that have survived many battles can attain this redacted. When this Pokemon's redacted ERS, so maybe trainers or something, it will retire from combat. Mm-hmm. So that's all the clues we got, guys.
I'm just going to assume that everything that's been redacted are dirty words.
Only big. All right. So that's that. Number two. This is coming from The Verge. This actually happened last week, okay. But we didn't get a chance to talk about it because of how we record our stuff. So EA's cloud gaming service launched a surprising public test.
Project Atlas.
Yes. Project Atlas.
I actually got the invite for this, but I do not have a Windows 10 computer, so.
I don't even.
What?
Sean, you're an amazing person. You know that?
I was like, eh, fuck it. It's EA.
All right, so players selected for the trial will be able to play four games, FIFA 19, Titanfall 2, Need for Speed Rivals, and Unravel. The company is looking to see how the games perform in real-world scenarios, particularly in regards to, like, latency and jitter.
Jitterbug.
And then another interesting piece about this is that EA is actually leveraging AWS, which is Amazon Web Services. Mm-hmm. For their cloud services.
Okay, that's strong.
Which is smart, yeah.
Google could have did that.
Yeah, they really could have. Number three, this comes from IGN. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. Newest trailer confirms Buu Saga. And I am excited for this.
Was anybody surprised?
No.
As I said in the Slack, I was watching that trailer just trying to wrap my head around how Dragon Ball Z is still so popular that niggas are going to buy a $60 game to replay the story of Dragon Ball Z.
Let me explain something to you. They came out with Dragon Ball Kai. I don't know if you watched that.
Mm-hmm. No.
That was Dragon Ball Z with all the filler cut out. Mm-hmm. It was like under 100 episodes, whatever. I rewatched that with the same amount of suspense as I did the first time. And you know what's funny is I waited to watch the episode weekly of Dragon Ball Kai, even though I could go ahead and just watch Dragon Ball Z.
And you still had that suspense?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Is Frieza actually going to destroy it?
I can't relate, but I'm glad you guys have fun.
I don't know if I'm going to spend money on it now.
Right now, they've already got me. Like, I'm buying this game. If they go into Dragon Ball Super territory, my game of the year.
I doubt it.
It's my game of the year.
I highly doubt it.
I doubt it too, but I hope so. Number four comes from IGN as well. The Game Awards 5th anniversary show will air December 12th.
Cool.
What do you mean by...
What?
Why call it the 5th anniversary? Why not just call it the fucking 5th annual? Whatever, man.
You know, you asked a really, really tough question. Number five. Also comes from IGN. Ubisoft will not return to creating shorter games, says CEO.
Damn.
Yeah. So in an interview with GameIndustry.biz, Yves Guillemot said, our goal is, you know, I tried right there. I betrayed my own AKA guys. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see
that? If you just kept going, we wouldn't have said shit.
No, I got to make it known.
You probably still got it wrong, but.
Our goal is to make sure you could have a unity within an Odyssey. If you want to have a story of 15 hours, you can have it, but you can also have other stories. You live in that world and you pursue what you want to pursue. You have an experience, many unity-like experiences.
I'm tired of these big-ass games, man.
Yeah, so basically what he's saying is
they
that...
They complain about production costs and then do this.
Games are expensive. Build a 250-hour game.
Checkmate. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
As I said off mic, the day that Naughty Dog starts doing open world games, I give up on video games entirely.
Yeah.
I'm just done.
Yeah. It's number six. So I just kind of, this is Greedfall, guys.
Yeah.
We had talked about it off cast about how we were kind of interested in this. Mm-hmm. So it came out. I just posted the reviews just to kind of give us all a take on like what's happening. Mm-hmm. So PC Gamer gave it a 67%. Metacritic is sitting at a 72%. Mm-hmm. VentureBeat sitting at a 67%. And IGN has a review in progress now that's sitting at an 8.0 right now.
So IGN scores don't matter.
Huh?
IGN scores don't matter.
I use IGN as the basis, only because they've been around for so long.
IGN is Rotten Tomatoes, essentially.
You mean?
It's like the score. Basis. Like people look at the scores on IGN or Rotten Tomatoes to judge, and then they start looking at individual.
Why don't people say Rotten Tomato?
because that's wrong.
Hit number seven, please.
All right, and this is a hit. It hits my heart, guys. But Name an Ex Machina reviews gave it. IGN gave it a 6.5.
If IGN gave it a 6.5,
at Metacritic it said that 71% though, and GameStop gave it a 7 out of 10.
GameStop or
did I say GameStop? GameSpot.
There you go.
GameSpot, guys. It's GameSpot.
You can still get the game and enjoy it, DJ. I mean,
yeah,
don't...
I can. Number 8 also comes from IGN. Google Stadia will offer game trials after launch. So Google has stated its intentions to offer trials of premium games on its Stadia streaming service once the platform has been out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Number 9 is the big one.
This is the news that we all wanted to hear.
This is in reaction to the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
And you know what?
Oh,
it's the best reaction that could have possibly happened.
All right, let's
fuck them chicken sandwiches.
Smooch Colonel Sanders in the official KFC dating sim.
Oh, yeah. Gotti 2019. Death Stranding who?
Did you ever think about just making sweet, passionate kisses with that old racist looking mama?
I've always wanted to kiss a plantation owner.
In the mouth. Now you can. With I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator, follows you, a promising culinary student, as you try to date your classmate, Colonel motherfucking Sanders.
I love you.
Oh, gosh.
Colonel Sanders, son.
Throughout your journey, you'll be facing life-challenging decisions that will affect your chances of friendship and love. But before your choices, you have to make real... Before your choices have real consequences with real animated characters, feelings at stake. This doesn't.
You can't fucking read.
You know what?
Basically, you're going to face some challenges and feelings are at stake. You know the best thing about this? Is that KFC has sponsored this. Like, this is not a fan-made game.
No.
This is a KFC sponsored.
That's insane.
Yeah. Can't come out with a good sandwich. We'll get to their heart some other way.
What else can we do?
It's like we can't fuck with these chicken sandwiches, but what we can do, I don't see no Popeyes out here making no dating sims. Chick-fil-A is too Christian for that shit. We're going to get
some
smut
shit right there. We won't do that.
Go release this game on Nataku.
All right, and number 10.
See Colonel Sanders bust it wide open.
All right, this is coming from CNET, not IGN, guys. Apple Arcade has announced 50 games so
Okey
far.
Dokey.
So Apple Arcade will bring more than 100 games for $5 a month, and it will be available September 19th in more than 150 countries.
Okay.
I looked through that list. It's a lot of games that I have no idea what any of them means or anything.
Did
like
you
that.
Look at any trailers or anything?
Nah. Nah, nah.
Anything look interesting?
So, there is this one game that's called Pascal's Wager. And it's a Dark Souls-like RPG.
Oh my god, isn't everything now?
Yes. Yes, it is. So, I like quickly glanced at some of the screenshots. It looks very much so like Dark Souls. Like, in terms of like that gritty, like 3D kind of... texture-y, whatever. Yeah, it looks like Dark Souls.
God damn
so
it,
it'll
from
be
software.
Interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this game plays.
Mm-hmm.
If it's gonna be something like Infinity Blade, where you have to like kind of dodge and slash at the right time, or if it's just gonna be hack and slash and hope for the best.
Mm.
But yeah, that's that. That's our quick hits.
All right, now on to the heavy hitters, and now. For what feels like the third week in a row, there has been a conference to cover.
Yes.
Yeah. Because before it was Gamescom, mm-hmm. then it was Nintendo Direct,
mm-hmm.
and now we're covering Tokyo Game Show. So, Tokyo Game Show happened, and a lot of, well, not a lot of stuff got announced, but there was a good amount of things that got brought to our attention, and then there was some stuff that we already knew about that got new footage.
Yes.
Before we get into some of the bigger stuff, I'm going to run down a list of a couple of games that are worth mentioning. So first, Neo 2, which is a sequel to the...
Neo 1.
Exactly, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's sort of a, just like DJ said like a couple minutes ago, a Dark Souls-esque slash Onimusha style action RPG where everything is really hard and you're trying really hard not to die.
Yes.
But in Japan.
Pretty
so,
much.
So Sekiro, but not.
Right. It was Sekiro before Sekiro.
Exactly. Mm. But worse. next up, Yakuza 7, Like a Dragon, which was the announced turn-based RPG sequel of Yakuza. And Yakuza, I saw the trailer. It looks crazy town banana pants. I have no interest in diving into the Yakuza franchise at this point.
Yeah.
But I am so happy that that franchise exists and is as successful as it's been.
Yes.
Because by all intents and purposes, that game franchise should not still be going on.
Number seven.
They do not care at all.
I think the in the last episode that we recorded, I said, like, Yakuza is that weird game that I'm just like, I don't fuck with.
Yep.
But I completely respect.
It's literally everything I feel like Shenmue wanted to be and just didn't get the chance to be.
Speaking of Shenmue... Man, one day when this is recorded, boy, you'll all be able to see Sean's face. The look of get the fuck out my house, boy, it was so strong.
Shenmue 3, it released. So Shenmue 3 released a little sneak peek at the world. It was the Spirit of the Land reveal trailer. And they showed us kind of like, while it's still in progress of being crafted, they showed us a bunch of different locales and then the open world of Shenmue 3. And the open worlds themselves, like the landscapes, looked pretty good.
Yes.
Then we saw the character models.
They do look low poly.
And this game looks like a PS3 port. And this is unacceptable because we're at the end of the PlayStation 4 generation.
It was kickstarted, man.
Yeah. That game looked like...
Come on, fucking no!
Oh, boy. At this point, as I said off mic, if this game doesn't have bad voice acting, I'll be disappointed because that'd be completely off-brand. Speaking of PS3 ports, so does anybody remember a game called Gungrave?
Yes.
Nope.
That came out, I think, on PlayStation 2.
Yes, my man had a coffin on his back.
He sure did. And
guns.
He had an anime to also... I don't know if the anime or the game came first.
I think the game came first.
Okay.
And it was based off the game.
Okay. So...
Let me double check.
I remember playing Gungrave and having a lot of fun with it. The game wasn't good, but it was the type of ass-out, shoot-em-up game that... At the time, I was just willing to go in and have fun with. The game didn't really take itself that seriously. It was like a great value Devil May Cry.
Right. The game came out first. The anime is based off the game.
It's insane that they're doing a sequel at this point in time.
Apparently, this is the third one.
I'm sorry, what?
They had Gungrave Overdose on PS2.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So the first one was on PS2. They came out with a sequel. And, apparently, they came out with a VR thing 2 years ago as well.
Ooh. Well, shit, me running.
Well,
this
I didn't know that Gungrave was still going on strong in the background.
Yeah.
But when I saw the trailer for this, I was like, excuse me, what?
You think we got more hits than Gungrave?
No.
And the trailer does not look good. Like, the graphics are up to par in terms of, like, the graphical fidelity. But the
trailer.
Right.
Yes.
But the models, the character models look so dated. And then you look at the in-game footage, and like I said, it also looks like a PlayStation 3 port.
Yeah.
Which is unacceptable at this point in the gaming generation.
Play games, not graphics, man.
Nah, bro. Nah. We all
Well, you can't play the game if you can't see yourself.
This shit ugly. Yeet.
Run to the GameStop, throw it back at
But now, we're going to get into three things that are worth going in a little more in depth on.
Let's do it.
Two of them, interesting. One of them, really bad. And I'm just going to start with that one.
Death Stranding like that?
How dare you?
Fire.
So what I'm gonna jump into real quick is Resident Evil Project Resistance.
Yes.
So when I thought we were gonna get another Resident Evil game this year,
I just read the character names.
Motherfucking Tyra.
Go ahead. Black Tank. So,
oh my God.
Resident Evil Project Resistance is basically Dead by Daylight, but in Resident Evil world.
Yeah.
And no. Like, it's a asymmetric game where four players who are Valerie, who's a support character, who's a white girl, January, who's a hacker, who can disable security cameras, who's a punk rock white girl.
Yep.
Tyrone, who is a
Go ahead and just guess his skin color.
God-fearing Christian white man.
Hey, they got white people named Tyrone.
I'm sure they do.
That one guy, you mean?
Who's a tank. And then Samuel, who's an attacker who can land a barrage of punches on enemies. Because punching zombies in the face is a very effective strategy.
You mean punching minorities in the face.
Must survive a fifth player, the Mastermind, who controls a series of security cameras that overlook the level and can summon traps and zombies to attack the players. Eventually, the Mastermind can also summon Mr. X to control him.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So it just, after releasing a really solid remake of Resident Evil 2 this year,
mm-hmm.
this feels like a giant step backwards for Capcom.
It should be free to play.
Absolutely.
So, the saving grace to this entire thing was that Capcom had confirmed that this game is not a full product, mm-hmm. but rather an experiment to try out and gauge players' interest. It's unclear what this means for Project Resistance in its eventual release.
You know what this feel like? That fucking Metal Gear Survive game.
I ain't played it.
Well, that's good. That's why.
None of us played it. But it feels like that, where you're like, you have an established franchise that's beloved, and then this just feels like an offshoot that nobody wanted, but here we are.
Yeah, it was an idea that some person had, and people were like, I'm not going to say no to you. Go ahead.
All right. So, you know, more power to him, I guess.
Yeah. And if you're interested in anything that we said, there's a closed beta in October. So check it out, guys.
Right.
Apply.
And then tell us about your impressions so we can talk about them on air so we don't have to do anything about
Specifically how Tyrone moves. I'm interested this evening.
They gonna move around like the black guy from Power Rangers.
Hip hop keto.
There's not even music and he's on beat. How is this possible?
Next up, the Final Fantasy VII remake trailer.
Someone please tell me what's going on here.
We got so much footage, and like, I'm really excited, actually. Like, I'm more excited now than I was initially for the Final Fantasy VII remake because of how much they're expanding on the content. Like, this feels like I'm watching a trailer for an entirely new game.
Awesome.
While also, you know, having familiar territory. Because usually when they're doing a remake of a game or something, they don't add this much extra content to
it.
Like, when I heard remake, I thought, okay, we're going to, you know, replay a lot of familiar territory. But I was not expecting this much shit.
Right.
On the flip side of that, though, and we talked about this in Slack, I don't know how I feel about this being a multiple
disc, multi-episodic.
Yeah, because it snapped into focus for me, and I just missed this aspect of them saying that this was going to be a...
It's about to be a $240 game.
Right.
To get the whole fucking story.
I didn't know that this game was going to come out in chunks. And
Square Enix is done making fucking new games.
Let me blow your mind.
They're done making new games, Marcus. Bro.
Okay.
What if I were to tell you that part one is Final Fantasy VII Remake and part two, Final Fantasy 16,
I will throw I will throw you out the window.
In the direction of the
car,
please.
And it's not
even
your fault. Right. I just need to take it out on someone. No, I think my thing is, like, while I think it's dope that they are willing to return to this beloved game in their discography, but you know what I mean, and flesh out a lot of stuff that we would have never thought would have been fleshed out, like adding more character to Avalanche and expanding upon that portion of the story.
Right.
I think it is problematic that we're going to have to pretty much pay $60 three times to play a game that was released initially as a whole package.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're doing their best in their ability to give reason as to why you want to spend $60 on this one part of the story.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, Final Fantasy VII was released at, what, four discs?
Yeah,
long?
I believe
four.
So.
Yeah. And, like, we already have Final Fantasy remakes that is true to that old game.
Right.
So now we're getting this new game, and they're padding it with a lot of, like, extra stuff that, you know, we just wasn't privy to.
Yeah,
in the first game. So, like, I'm okay with it being $60.
And like, my thing is, like, that's why I'm torn, because I do think that they have done a good job of justifying this particular installment's existence because they're adding so much stuff.
Yeah.
But we're still paying $60 to play one disc worth of content.
And if
they're going to continue this,
yeah,
it's, like, going to be like, well, first off, are you just not going to make any other games? But also, it's like, you better be drastically changing up the story going forward, because it'll still feel like, in a more expansive way, it's like replaying the story of Dragon Ball Z. You already know
exactly
the end result.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, so I'm interested to see how this game ends.
Yeah.
Because if this game ends in the way it's like, oh, that's kind of a complete story, but there is still, like, stuff left to, like, explore.
Right.
I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, really interesting.
Yeah, because we would know, like, okay, well, that's how they're trying to do this going forward. Like, they may not have to change the big beats.
Right.
But if they give you, like, a somewhat, quote unquote, complete story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. And then lastly.
Yes.
Death Stranding.
All right. Walking Simulator of 2020. Let's go.
Death Stranding at this point, like, the way Death Stranding's rollout has been very interesting to me. Because we went years of getting very little, and then several months of getting way too much.
Yes. It's almost like Kojima's translator purposely didn't translate the fact that we wanted to see footage of the game so we know what we're playing.
He's like, oh, you and want footage?
Kojima was like, I feel like they're telling me something. And he looked at the translator and said, if you don't tell me, I'm going to fire you. He's like, all right, they want footage. And Kojima's like, oh, we'll give him a whole fucking hour.
Which he said not to watch, by the way.
Yes.
He told people not to watch it.
So here's the thing, right? I watched 15 minutes of it, and then I stopped. And I was like, that was not good. Because it was literally just walking. It was just walking. He kind of...
What you got against walking, nigga?
Everything. This is 2019. I got a car.
You didn't like Samurai Jack?
He don't need to walk no more.
Samurai Jack was awesome.
He was always walking.
But he had heart. But so yeah, like I watched 15 minutes of it and I was like, I'm not sold on this at all. And then I came back to it and I watched the rest of it and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how great this game's going to be, guys.
It's going to be excellent.
The way I feel about Death Stranding at this point is that I've avoided any new footage like the plague. Because at this point, I'm going to buy this game.
Yeah.
I don't really need to see any more.
Did you play Metal Gear Solid 5?
Yeah, some.
Did you like it?
I thought it played well. Like, my thing is, I'm so intrigued by the story here.
Yeah.
And, like, if it plays like Metal Gear Solid 5 with some new elements to it, then I'm sure that I'll at the very least like the gameplay some.
Yeah.
And you already know me. As long as the gameplay isn't atrocious and the story is good, then I can make it through.
Yeah. Okay.
But I also know that you are very much so a gameplay and controls person. So I can also see without having seen any of the new footage, yeah. I can also see how this is losing you.
So, a couple things. The gameplay that they showed, I'm guessing Kojima changed his direction in terms of how going to the other side kind of works. Mm-hmm. Because I believe in the earlier trailers, when Norman was grabbed,
mm-hmm.
he was grabbed and like pulled, but then pulled down, right?
Yeah.
So that whole pulling down thing doesn't happen. So basically, one part of the gameplay they showed was fighting like a boss-like character.
The beach things?
Yes, yeah. So, and basically, it looked like what the Troy Baker character summoned.
Right.
Yeah, so he was fighting that thing. And I'm not going to ruin how the combat works, but it was very confusing. Not confusing, like, what's going on here, but confusing, like, this is how you fight this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... Looking at that, I'm going to assume that the gameplay that, like, Norman gets actual weaponry,
mm-hmm.
because the way that he fought that, I was like, no fucking way. Like, this
well,
is...
they did show a clip with guns in it, with him shooting.
So it... Yeah, he had the rocket launcher thing.
I'm talking about regular guns. Okay. In a previous clip.
Okay.
See, and I think that at this point, there's also information overload with this game.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of avoiding all these clips and just wanting to play the game and see how it progresses as is. Because I feel like we've gotten a lot of isolated clips that were taken out of context.
Yeah.
And probably at different portions of the game.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Right. So, I feel like I just need to take this... as a whole,
yeah.
Because also, Death Stranding is such a weird game in general.
It is
that
it
I feel is. Like watching clips of it is never going to give you the full experience of the game.
So here's the thing, right? Death Stranding is a weird game, but at the same time, I don't think it is as weird as we're building it up to be.
Oh yeah, like I know that it's not the
everything makes
Picasso
sense in that world.
Fucking
yeah,
video games.
Yeah, like yeah. It's not. What we might have thought it like the weird experience it was going to be when we first saw them trailers.
Yeah.
But it's still a very odd game.
Yeah.
Especially in the landscape of whatever big releases have been coming out.
Right. Also, this is pure speculation on my part. The gameplay stuff that they showed, it didn't have any story elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Norman might be a clone. And I say that because his blood is, I mean, this is, I guess, mild spoilers. Mm-hmm. His blood is like one of the like stats that you're monitoring.
Yeah.
And like.
Is P another one?
But like his blood is woven into certain things. Hmm. And it's like, that's an interesting aspect of the game. But yeah, It's definitely a different game.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of cool elements to it, but it just seems a little too sparse. I just wonder how long going from, you know, point like Civilization A to Civilization B is, because I think could kind of be a little like annoying.
I think even if the game ends up not being as good as we would have hoped.
Yeah.
I still would applaud Kojima for trying something different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because this game does feel fresh in this landscape. And by that metric alone, I was going to check it out. But
we've hyped it like the second coming of Jesus. It's bound to disappoint.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, so look out for them impressions in November 8, boy.
We're going to be a Death Stranding podcast till like Christmas.
Meanwhile, DJ's going to be in the background talking about Pokemon.
They're up.
I'm getting that
and
too.
And Sean too.
Oh, sure, you're right.
Oh, God. Fucking crusty. Yeah.
And then, Sean.
Okay, so Nintendo announced some wacky shit again. The Ring Fit Adventure fitness game.
Ooh, they're finally making condoms, guys.
Get now, I was about to say what the fuck until I actually watched the video, and I'm just like.
Don't watch it.
Nintendo cock ring.
So they have this resistance band.
It's big enough for the whole family.
That you put one of the Joy-Cons on and you do certain motions. It's a ring. You hold it both hands and
yeah.
you guide yourself along tracks and do whatever. And they have a garter belt attachment or whatever. I mean, that's what the fuck it is. That's what the fuck it is. What? That's what it is. That's what it is.
Right? Yes, you're right. You're absolutely
they
right.
They call it a leg strap. It's a fucking garter belt with a Joy-Con in it.
Do you have to throw it at somebody and determine if they're going to get married next?
No. You strap that shit around
other
your
thigh. Other people stick Joy-Cons in there. Oh. So nah.
And then your partner, you lay on your back and your partner fishes it.
So oh, nah, no, the, freaky. So the garter belt accessory is worn to monitor jogging activity. So I'm watching it and you have you like, it's like, it's basically an adventure game. You have different portions of the map that you go to. It's like an overworld hub.
Yeah.
And
synonymous to like a Mario. Where you have that overall and you're going to different worlds.
Kind of.
Following like a.
But then I'm seeing it and it's like there are enemies that you fight in there with certain motions, exercise motions. They have yoga and bow and arrow type motions and I don't know, squatting motions. And you hold it and releases an attack and stuff.
Yeah.
And this they also have like a track and like stairs that you run up and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I also watched that trailer and boy.
Tell me it doesn't look interesting.
So here's the thing, right?
Have you watched it, Marcus?
No.
The gameplay trailer or the gameplay part of the trailer is great. The two actors that they got
trash
pissed me all the fuck way off. Why, Marcus? Ask me why.
Why?
Because they are generic as fuck and they smile too goddamn much.
Wow.
I feel like Nintendo was like, all right, how can we get two actors that scream American?
White.
Yes. Nailed it. But white, but with a dash of color. Mm-hmm. You kind of like, maybe you have a black parent. Maybe you have a different colored parent.
Mulatto. Quadroon.
Maybe. Right. And
Octoroon.
Like, they just smile way too much. It's, I feel
why
like.
Why you hate smiling, DJ?
Man, you know, I'm the only one that can smile. Okay.
All right.
I'm selfish with that.
Okay.
That's mine.
Okay.
It's mine, Marcus.
Anyway, are you getting this?
I might.
Oh my god, depending on how much it is.
I just can't wait to hear the first news story about somebody like pulling their back or something doing this game.
Yo, the trailer, that will happen. Because the people in the quote unquote family, they were all fitness models wearing baggy stuff because they were hitting, like, they were getting it. I was like, I don't think I want to do any of this.
It's gonna be $80.
That's your guess or
no? I see it listed at Target and Best Buy.
Oh fuck!
Sponsor us, niggas. $80.
Hell no!
All right.
To the no. Hail to the no.
Oh shit!
It's gonna go on sale. No fuck.
That's Nintendo. Yeah.
Nintendo shit don't go on sale like that.
You gotta get it off of a truck.
Black Friday sales.
There you go.
Okay. At least $5 to $10 off.
Nigga, good luck getting that on Black Friday.
You're right.
That's gonna be your own Ring Fit adventure.
I don't know. It looks interesting. I'm curious.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh, by the way, I finally completed Spelunky: The Hell Run.
Wow.
I'm ready for Spelunky 2.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You can play that with your Ring Fit and garter belt.
Oh, God. Anyway,
take us home, DJ.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? This is Press X Star. Well, this has been another episode of Press X Star Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. In case you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at pressx2start.com.
Did you just have a stroke, DJ?
No, I corrected myself. Right, Marcus? I corrected myself.
You sure did. Uno out.
Edit that.
Stroke.
Stroke.